So Republicans in Congress are moving ahead with efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. They've said that's a priority. But there's a new poll suggesting that their constituents might not be as eager as they are to see the law go. The survey comes from the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation. It shows that if lawmakers don't have something ready to replace Obamacare, only 20% of Americans want it repealed immediately. Here's NPR's Allison Kojak.
The poll shows that Americans are about equally divided over the Affordable Care Act. 47% like the ACA, and 48% want it to go. But of that second group, more than half say Congress should have a replacement ready before they vote to repeal. Kaiser CEO Drew Altman says the poll shows lawmakers don't really have a mandate to kill the law.
Most of the American people said they're either against repealing it or they're against repealing it unless Republicans put a replacement plan on the table. They want to see what comes next before they see the ACA repealed.
Senate Republicans this week made the first move to repeal the health care law. They began debating a budget proposal that will serve as the legislative vehicle to repeal the taxes and subsidies that make Obamacare work. Their plan as of now? Vote immediately to kill the law and come up with something to put in its place later.
Republicans in Washington are feeling much more bullish about repealing the ACA without a replacement plan than the American people are.
One big reason? About 20 million people have health insurance thanks to Obamacare. The Republican plan to repeal now, replace later, leaves them wondering what comes next. Doctors, hospitals, and patient groups aren't big fans of the repeal and delay strategy either, and they're making sure lawmakers know it.
The cancer has returned.
Your son's infection has spread.
You have insurance, right?
That's from an ad campaign by the patient advocacy group Families USA. It's asking people to demand an Obamacare replacement that ensures the same number of people will be covered.
Repealing health care with no plan is a partisan attack by Congress that will hurt us all.
The American Hospital Association and the American Medical Association are among many organizations that are asking lawmakers to slow down. Andrew Gurman is president of the AMA.
Our position on repeal and replace is that we need to see what the replace part is. We think that all people in this country need to understand what it is that they're being asked to substitute for what's there now so that they can have an informed opinion about whether it's better or not.
Another study released today shows that repealing the Affordable Care Act could also cost the economy as many as 3 million jobs. That study's lead author, Leighton Koo of George Washington University, says about a third of those jobs are in healthcare.
Healthcare is almost a fifth of the U.S. economy. So as you begin to change in healthcare, there are repercussions that go across all states and all sectors.
That's because your insurance premium is someone else's paycheck down the line.
The payments that you make to healthcare then become income for workers and income for other businesses. And the income they receive, they pay out to their workers and they buy more goods.
With jobs on the line and public opinion mixed, Republicans in Congress may find they're better off speeding their work on Obamacare's replacement and putting the brakes on its repeal. Allison Kojak, NPR News, Washington.